Today at Kwadinam, October 18th, by our moon calendar, Sun 6. We have a new innovation to help us serve you better. And we are Sivanadiyar. That means slaves of Siva. And if Siva is within you, therefore we're your servants too. To help us serve you better, we have established, you might see it today, if not tomorrow, the next day, a little program at the bottom of the page, or maybe at the top, I don't know where they'll put it, called questions@hindu.org. This is for you to send suggested topics that I can talk on. You know, something that you would want me to unravel to you and to everybody else who are all of you, all the many yous who are within you, because Shiva God is your all-pervasive energy that moves your body and all that. Nothing personal, please. We're not going to reply. If we use your suggestion, you will hear it on Today at Kwadinam. And we'll thank you for it. We need your name, if you care to give it, your country, and your city. That's all. Let's have a conversation. This is called Upadesha. You ask the question, and I give the answer. You give the topic, and I'll unravel it from my point of view. But we had Miles and Krish Shira come today with their children and their mother, Helen. They had a wonderful time. I didn't see them, unfortunately, but they live here on the beautiful garden island of Kauai, and we see them now and again. We want to welcome Nitya Nadesan, who has an important position on America Online as the Hindu librarian. Congratulations, Nitya. He's here on Kauai, member of Sarvasadhana Church from Seattle. Today I was listening to my email and paper mail being read to me, giving suggestions on how to reply. Right now at this time of the year, all that I do is to read Prarishchitta confessions from my Sarvasadhana Church members. This means transgressions that they have done, that they feel guilty about. And we want to mitigate the karmas. This means that if you've had an argument with your wife or your husband and didn't settle it before bedtime, that creates a distance. Or if you cheated on your taxes, that creates a big distance between you and your government. Or committing adultery, big distance between you and your wife and your children. You wanting your sons and daughters to do that too? No way. Well, as we go on through life, people do make mistakes. But the big thing is to learn from the mistake, because life is a series of experiences and the lesson is within the experience itself. We learn the lesson, forget the experience. But the karmas created by the experience, have to be mitigated. That means diluted. If you have some muddy water and you pour more clear water into it, it dilutes it and it's not so muddy. And finally, if you keep doing that, it becomes clear. That's what prarishchitta or penance is all about. And that's my job. It's a dirty job, but somebody has to do it. Now, for beginning students in Himalayan Academy or the general public, we do not give prarishchitta or even answer personal problems. Why? Because learning the Sanatana Dharma, the Saiva way, reading, loving Ganesha, dancing with Shiva, understanding what has been read and putting some of it in action in your life, well, most of the problems go away when the thinking is changed. And then, finally, when it comes time to enter Saivasiddhanta Church as a full-fledged chela, shishya, or disciple, problem-free, all but a few. Because why? Because understanding of the basic truths of this universe, which Sanatana Dharma articulates in a precise way, and that's why it's lasted and will always last and never go away. It's a completely unorganized, organized religion. You try to figure that statement out. It's a completely organized, unorganized religion. It can never be destroyed, even though organized religions are organized to destroy it. No way will that ever happen. So that's what I do at this particular time of the year. Other times of the year are different. Well, let's get to the advice for today. The advice for today is zero tolerance for inharmonious conditions. That's how we run our ashram. That's how you should run your home. Don't go to bed with a mental argument in your head. Don't go to bed with a conflict brewing in your solar plexus, tying up your nerve currents. Don't go to bed when you can't sleep because you feel very strange about something that happened during the day. In other words, don't go to bed with a dirty room in your mind. Clean it up as you go along. Clean it up as you go along. Have the courage to face up to a difficulty. Have the courage to face up to a misunderstanding. Have the courage to face up to a conflict and resolve it by talking it over with the conflictor that you are conflicting with. I mean, otherwise, what happens? You pile up within your subconscious mind what we call vasanas. But the modern artist would paint, if he were to paint the subconscious mind, as hideous color designs of all kinds of conflicting colors, what the psychiatrist would call repressions, suppressions, denials, suppressed anger, etc., etc. Okay, all this can be dealt with within yourself. This way, how we run our ashram, religious work cannot be done with inharmonious conditions, so all religious work stops until the inharmonious condition is settled, period, end of matter. Zero tolerance for inharmonious conditions. Well, I think I said enough on that subject, and I'll be seeing you, not tomorrow, not the next day, but the day following, which is our Monday. It's called Sun One on our Vedic calendar, and I look forward to seeing you then. Send your questions, or not really questions, but suggested topics in form of a question, to question@hindu.org, question, that funny little at, hindu.org, and give your name, and give your city and your country. Remember, we're not going to respond by email, but we will respond by mentioning your name, your country, your city, and unraveling your suggestion for a topic on Today at Kwarinam. Om Namah Shivaya, everyone. I'll be seeing you in our familiar place, our own personal cyberspace cafe.